this is Natasha, the Vanguard of the Vault at Fangoria, and I'm excited to introduce the newest addition to our Fangoria podcast network, Casualty Friday. Casualty Friday is hosted by Tiffany Shepis, Felissa Rose, and Kane Hodder. Let me say that again. Tiffany Shepis, Felissa Rose, and Kane Hodder. Tiffany, of course, you know from Troma classics like Tromeo and Juliet. Felissa made her big screen debut as Angela in one of my favorite movies ever, Sleepaway Camp. And Kane Hodder, well, you know him, Jason Voorhees, Victor Crowley, and one of the greatest guys in the horror community. So, how did we get three horror favorites to do a podcast together? Well, we locked them in the Fango Vault for 48 hours and put microphones in front of them, quite literally. After we let them out, we found out that what was recorded will go down in horror history. Tiffany, Felissa, and Kane shared stories that they have never told anyone before. And over the next 8 episodes, exclusively on the Fangoria Podcast Network, you'll find that what they shared about their lives working in the horror genre is at times hilarious, raw, shocking, and some stories may even bring a tear to your eye. I know I was blown away by the stories that I've never heard at any convention or panel or DVD special feature, and I think you'll be blown away too. And just a warning, this podcast features rowdy and explicit conversations. It's Felissa, Tiffany, and Kane. Duh. Here's a small taste of what's to come on Casualty Friday.
Fangoria, in my case, completely put me on the map. Nobody knew me at all, but being in the magazine and starting to go to conventions, everything changed. I wonder how many, not even necessarily horror actors, but how many people would say that same thing, that Fangoria was the reason that people know my name right now. And that's absolutely true.
That's amazing. I think all of us. I mean, I feel the same exact way. It's like, you know, you then, especially when you see yourself in the magazine, you're like, holy shit, you know?
The first time that I had a cover of me as the character on the magazine, I felt like, you know, a rock star.
And that's an amazing thing, because probably at conventions, that's a huge thing people bring, because they collected Fangoria and still do. So they bring you that to sign. Like I remember signing, like, you know, articles in Fango that were about me that you're like, you really want to keep this? And they're like, oh yeah, you know, I frame all of my Fangorias and put them in the living room. You're like, holy crap, that is so cool.
My mom got me a manager in New York, and my first audition was for a horror movie called Sleepaway Camp. And they wanted a flat-chested...
Okay. And so obviously you didn't get that one.
They wanted the little girl with the penis.
And a wide-eyed little girl, and I was 12, and I went into the audition, and Robert Hiltzik and I immediately, the writer-director, like, just loved each other. And I walked out like, Mom, I got that part. And she was like, all right, settle down, little one. But she was such a stage mother, my mom. She's like, oh my God, this is great. You can get a career in this wonderful business. Meanwhile, I, you know, spoiler alert, had a penis at the end of the movie. And they were asking her if they could strap a dick on to me.
Asking your mom?
Yeah.
And Joan's like, do whatever you want to my daughter. We're famous.
It's fantastic. I could see the Broadway lights from here.
Your dick will be the biggest in Hollywood.
The biggest dick ever.
The fact that people tell me numerous times that they may have a pretty severely autistic son that I meet. And when they tell me, that's the first time my son has ever looked somebody else in the eyes. How is that not fucking powerful? Mm-hmm. You know?
It transcends the work. It's like, that's what it's all about.
So if that is a result of my having gone through what I did, then you know what? That's not bad. If other people can, you know, feel better about their situation because I went through some shit, that's a pretty good thing to have. So
that's kind of amazing.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's, you know, I mean, talk about like one of the things I was hoping for this podcast with the three of us is to be like an onion and peel back all of the layers and really get to know us.
That's like an interesting thing, is the trust that you as an actor on our side like has to put into your stunt team or the people that are handling effects in any way, even the smallest one, can have everything go completely wrong, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've dealt with fire on sets where I'm like, oh my God, like these people know what they're doing. Like, right. I don't know. Yeah. Like, you know, car stuff where like cars coming in within an inch of hitting me and I'm not a stunt person, but I'm an actor and they want the shot. And so you're like geared up because you don't want to mess it up for everybody else by like chickening out. But at the same time, like, what if that guy screws up and actually hits me? Like, do I want to die for this movie? I don't think so.
Yeah. Were you just a fucking crazy kid?
At one point, I became
that. I don't mean that in like I mean, like, you must be fearless and wild.
Not
and like,
when I was young.
Really?
I was kind of a little bitch.
You still are.
If you liked what you heard, the first episode of Casualty Friday arrives on June 28th with episodes dropping every other week on the Fangoria Podcast Network. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Spotify, and wherever you get your audio content so you don't miss an episode.